It's Friday, the 30th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Earlier this week, the Health Ministry announced that 18 patients have been tested for Mpox across Namibia's public and private health facilities. Out of these, 15 have tested negative, with results for the remaining three cases still pending. Executive Director in the Ministry, Ben Nangombe, shared the latest update on the situation.
The results have come out. And they are all negative. So we still maintain the status that Namibia has to date not recorded a confirmed case of Mpox in the country. And all the suspected cases that have so far been tested have been tested, and the results have come out negative.
Water Minister Carl Slatwyn attended World Water Week, which centered on the theme Bridging Borders, Water for a Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The event underscored the global interconnectedness of water resources and the essential role of international collaboration in achieving sustainability and peace. The ministry's spokesperson, Jonah Musheko, elaborated on the importance of this week.
Water, in most cases, it is a resource that is so scarce, and it happens that it, in most cases, it's also a shared resources. When you look at underground as well, surface water, we're looking at the ocean, we're looking at the rivers, we're looking at underground water, our aquifers. All these are shared, most of them are shared, and it requires leaders across the world to work together, to talk to each other and share ideas how best we can manage these water resources. And in the same place, in the same vein, also to share new innovative ideas on how we can manage and utilize these resources.
To South Africa, where AfriForum and the Southern African Agri Initiative have called on Interpol to enhance its efforts against growing cross-border stock theft between South Africa and Lesotho. They stress the critical role of livestock farming in regional economy and food security, urging for better assessment of criminal syndicates and increased support for local law enforcement. Sy Theo de Jager advocates for a robust monitoring framework to address these crimes and ensure community safety.
It is especially in the Eastern Free State and other areas bordering on to Lesotho, where this has become a crisis, threatening the livelihoods of farmers and their workers. An increased focus of Interpol into this problem can actually contribute to saving the economy of those rural areas.
An Al-Qaeda-linked group claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack in north-central Burkina Faso. Reuters says it reported nearly 300 fatalities and stated they targeted militia members, not civilians. However, local reports suggest at least 400 people were killed, including civilians digging defensive trenches under military orders. The assault near Basalago is one of the deadliest in nearly a decade of Islamist violence in the region. U.S. Democrat Kamala Harris leads her Republican presidential rival Donald Trump 45% to 41 in a new Reuters Ipsos poll. Thursday's snapshot reflects a shakeup in the race since the vice president replaced President Joseph Biden as the Democratic candidate. Here's Kate Fisher reporting for us from Washington.
The 4 percentage point advantage among registered voters was wider than a 1-point lead that Harris held over the former president in a late July poll, which was conducted before the Democratic National Convention. The new poll shows Harris increasing support among women and Hispanics by 13 percentage points. It has a 2 percentage point margin of error. Trump continues to lead among white voters and men by similar margins as in July. In the 7 states where the 2020 election was closest, Trump has a 45% to 43% lead over Harris. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.